This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025. The participants are KG Suresh, political analyst, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor.
Well, today is the 12th of January and it is celebrated as National Youth Day, as today is the birth anniversary of Swami Vivekananda. The world cannot forget his Chicago address at the World Conference of Religions. Not just that, Swami Vivekananda also had great aspirations for Indian youth. In that context, we have with us Mr. K.G. Suresh. He's a political analyst and he's with us. And we're going to talk about the National Youth Festival, which in that spirit is being held in Bharat Mandapam. Namaskar, Suresh ji, and welcome to Akashvani Studio.
Namaskar. Thank you so much. And greetings to all your listeners on the occasion of Swami Vivekananda Jayanti and National Youth Day.
Absolutely. Greetings accepted indeed. And the country deserves it because ours is probably the only country where 65% of population is of those less than 35 years. Does that make it very important, very significant that we do have programs like Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025? The idea is to tap talent. The idea is to fortify the aspirations of the youth and make the youth of the country an active participant in the great Indian growth story. What would you say?
Absolutely, Lalima. I think that this is the new avatar of the National Youth Festival, which we used to have earlier. Mm. And this time around, what is most heartening is the Prime Minister himself spent considerable time not only in addressing the youth, but in participating in various programs, including having lunch with the young participants. This is something which shows his priorities and his commitment. As you rightly mentioned, we are the youngest nation in the world in terms of our demographic profile.
Gee.
And our youth are today setting new benchmarks in all the disciplines, in all areas of life, in all walks of life, whether it be sports, whether it be science, whether it be technology. Hmm. And it is but natural that when we conceive the idea of a Viksit Bharat, that is 2047 India becoming a developed country, it is but natural that the largest stakeholders, the youth, their participation is ensured at the highest level. Hmm. And there could not have been a more auspicious occasion than Swami Vivekananda Jayanti, who is the icon of youth, who has been the motivator for even the Prime Minister. And today, the Prime Minister himself chose the occasion to not only inform them about the various initiatives that are being undertaken, but also encourage them to be a partner in that journey towards making India a developed country. That is something, you know, which is very heartwarming. And their ideas not only has been published in the form of a book, some select essays, but also it has been announced that the deliberations and the conclusions of these dialogue would be incorporated in the various policies of the government as well, the ideas that are generated during this dialogue, which is very interesting. So I think that, you know, this is a very, very significant initiative that has been taken to engage with the youth of the country, and because they are the future of this nation and they hold the key to India's development, and it is important that they are inspired by none other than the Prime Minister himself, that don't just think about yourself, think about the society, think about the country. I think that that motivation was very much required. And I'm sure that, you know, it is going to serve as a catalyst in the days to come.
Yes, Suresh, you correctly said that today's youth is tomorrow's leader. But it's not just a cliche, it's also a fact. And as you mentioned that this time, the National Youth Festival, which has been going on for the last two decades, this is a new India. So there are many new things happening. There's a transformation happening at every level. There was a change in this festival too. There was a quiz which was conducted in 12 languages. 3 million youth take part. An essay competition which was going to be published, as you mentioned. 2 lakh essays covering 10 themes were submitted. And the third stage of this Viksit Bharat vision was the deck competition, which brought top participants to state-level championships right from Gujarat to Northeast, Rajasthan to Tamil Nadu. Sureshji, when we talk of the Honorable Prime Minister, and you mentioned that youth are the main stakeholders today, and the Honorable Prime Minister is, we've seen him very active at Pariksha Pe Charcha, and also recently we started the first content creator awards were given recently. That bears testimony to the fact that the youth are very close to his heart. A new India is an aspirational India. Are we poised to fructify the aspirations of our youth?
Absolutely. I think that the Prime Minister, in his own, very characteristic style, told the youth how, you know, some of the young athletes, some young sportspersons referred to him, PM, as the Param Mitra. And in fact, he is somebody who has always not just applauded the victorious, but even in times of downturn, he has stood by, whether it be the scientists or the sportsmen.
Correct.
He would pat them on their back and say, no issues. Next time, we are all there with you.
Correct.
And at this kind of gestures that have given a tremendous confidence to the youth that, you know, you have a Prime Minister who actually looks into their problems, is sensitive to their concerns, and is always accessible and available to them. So I think that he has been able to build that trust among the youth. And no wonder that wherever he goes, he is able to encourage the youngsters. And the youngsters in turn are motivated to do something, because it is not just talking that he is doing. Whether it is the creation of infrastructure which the youth can see, the creation of educational infrastructure, the new IITs, IIMs, AIMS, ITIs, schools, the universities that are coming up all over, they can see the expanse, the programs like Startup India, Stand Up India, Atal Tinkering Labs, you name it. And then the Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Vikas Yojana, the skill development, the focus on vocationalization. So they can see that there is a sincere effort to give them a platform to prove themselves. And the kind of rewards that are being given to, you know, whether it is sportspersons, whether it is people emerging victorious in any field, there is so much of incentive today for performance, you know. So I think that this is driving the youngsters to do better, to be innovative, to become creative.
Right.
In the last Mann Ki Baat, he's talked about India hosting Wave Summit, which is a global entertainment industry and technology, content creation. Now, that is where a lot of our youth are working in content creation. And he talked about that. So he is talking about issues that actually are related to, as you put it, the aspirations of the younger generations. So they are able to connect. And today also you could feel that connect at Bharat Mandapam.
And you mentioned startups. Well, we are now the world's third startup country. When you talk about skill, well, we have a separate ministry of skill, which was never there before. Another aspect which Swami Vivekananda always mentioned was that the youth and sports are inseparable. And to initiate the spirit of sportsmanship, youth must be initiated into sports. We find, apart from startups and innovation and Atal Tinkering Labs and skill ministry, the government is seriously tapping the youth's talent in sports. We've had the Khelo India initiative, and that has given us very good results in Olympics, because we are now trapping talent at the grassroots level. Do you think that all this has yielded results?
Absolutely. And I have been to some of these SAI centers, Sports Authority of India centers, and I have interacted with the coaches. I have interacted with the players, and they say that, you know, the kind of whatever we ask for is provided to us. That is the mandate given to us. You know, that if we ask for anything, that has to be provided, so that the youth doesn't face that, feel any inferiority, that in terms of when I go to play out there in the world, I lack infrastructure, I lack the equipments that I need, I lack the clothing that I need. You know, that ecosystem is being created. I mean, even in far off places like Bastar Olympics, which is affected by Naxalism,
right.
You know, today there is an effort, over 1 lakh youngsters participate.
Amazing.
In a place which was known only for Naxalism and extremism. Today in that area, you find youngsters participating in Olympic, winning medals and motivated to, you know, play for the country. Now, this is something interesting. And today, Khelo India, now at the grassroots level, there is a sincere effort to locate talented youngsters and give them an opportunity. It is no more nepotism that work. It is no more, you know, your contacts that work. It is your merit, it is your talent that matters the most. So I think that this kind of a transparency which is sought to be brought in developing our sports infrastructure and also the sportsmanship. And you see, please, it's not just about winning medals. It's about, you know, we have the Fit India movement.
Right.
The whole idea that it is inextricably linked to our health as a nation, you know. We need healthy young people. That is important. Swami Vivekananda spoke about nerves of steel and muscles of iron. So we need physical health as much as we need spiritual health, as much as we need mental health. So health is a holistic concept. It cannot be an isolated concept, you know. A healthy mind is there in a healthy body. So the whole idea is this International Yoga Day celebrations on June 21st, we have now, thanks to our Prime Minister's initiative,
yes,
it is being celebrated across the world.
Right.
And yoga has become an integral part of our lives today. Yoga has become a movement in this country. And what is yoga for? For mental, physical health.
Hmm.
That is the whole idea. So I think that encouragement to sports is in fact a step towards a healthy nation, a fit nation. And a young nation should be fit and healthy.
Moving ahead, Sureshji, in this program at Bharat Mandapam, there has been interaction of our talented youth with policymakers, with national icons and global influencers. Are we looking forward to creating innovation in youth startups skill, of course, but are we also looking forward to creating leaders in the political arena? Because we do see many leaders today's India were actually leaders in their colleges, in their, you know, university level. And the Prime Minister has also one senses that he wants more and more youth to come into politics. Are we also aiming towards that from this young
yes.
leaders dialogue?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What the Prime Minister in his, dialogues, interactions with school students, college students, university students, what he has tried to say is that, you see, politics is not a dirty word.
Right.
And it should not be a dirty word in a democracy, because politics is at the core of democracy.
Right.
And it is important that the youngsters of the country take active part in democracy, you see. It is, you know, of the people, by the people and for the people, democracy. So it is important that in whatever segments, whether it is media, whether it is legislature, whether it is judiciary, you know, you name it, our youth should be leading from the front. So if they have a negative attitude towards politics, then that is detrimental to our growth as a nation. Politics, yes, there are shortcomings, there are lacunes. Over the years, certain diseases have crept in, and that has happened in every segment, every walk of our life. But that doesn't mean that we isolate it, we get away from it. We cannot be escapists. We are in a democracy. We need to strengthen democracy.
Hmm.
And for that, it is essential that good, educated young people come forward, take active interest. Only then and then, you know, we can go ahead with a vision.
Hmm.
So it is important that the youth, with their vision, with their qualifications, with their understanding, better understanding of the society, their research, come forward and look at the society holistically and take it forward with all the diversities that we have.
Hmm.
It is important. And I think that to that extent, 3,000 youth coming from different backgrounds, diverse backgrounds, different states, different languages, different ethnic groups,
hmm.
they have all come together, think in common together about the nation,
hmm.
how to take this country forward. And that, I think, is the first step towards leadership.
Right. The Honorable Prime Minister himself is a visionary leader, and tapping youth talent, whether it's sports or politics, at the grassroots level particularly, is a great idea for the country. Well, thank you, Sureshji, for enlightening us on your views and reviews on the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025. It was wonderful talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025. The participants were K.G. Suresh, political analyst, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.